This is why you do not steal bikes from little girls.
I knew someone chasing that boy. Like grandmother.
Stop. Just stop right here. Stop. Come here. Put it back on.
And this is why you do not snatch a woman's purse in Texas.
Oh my God, this is something else. The lady's pointing a gun at this man to try to steal an old lady's purse. Came across my truck and jumped. She just shot him. Oh Jesus.
Good morning, you filthy, rotten deplorables. For the record, that girl did not shoot him. I'm sure all the shooters there, because all you people are gun people just like me. She just wanted him to stop. If you look quickly, she aimed up, and she shot, and it did exactly what it was supposed to do. Startled his ass so much, he thought he got shot, and he fell. But she didn't shoot him. It's Texas. They know better than that. You cannot shoot somebody in the back while they're fleeing. But that round served its purpose, dumbass. And the first one, hey man, that was a frail old man. But you really made him kick your ass. Leave people's stuff alone. Anyway, guys, I got some things I'm going to share with you at the end of this show that is absolutely going to blow your mind. This is straight up and down some end time shit. But there's a couple other things that you guys need to see first. Right? First of all, I got a couple messages, people saying, how do we get to, Telegram? Guys, if you have Telegram already, just look up at Patriot Club Bot. One word, at Patriot Club Bot. Sign up, become a member. It's a monthly subscription. Once you're a member, usually I'll get a hold of you, and I'll send you your own private invite link. This way you can jump into the live streams whenever you want. Next live is tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when we start, and we really have no idea when we close it out. Or if you just want to be in the chat, just go to at Dr. Patriot Club Chat. That's where you can see all of our information that people post. And honestly, it's a pretty good board. And that one's free, so, anybody could go join that. But this one, what's her name? Her name is... Yo, Canada is getting bad. Canada is, like... This is some evil shit. Lady's name is Stephanie. Any Canadians, you know who I'm talking about? Stephanie, is it Warriner? Warriner? Something like that? Stephanie Warriner was in a hospital, apparently, and she did not want to bring the mask over her nose. So this is what they decided to do. For the record, she's dead. But here's the bad part. Do you see how sick and sadistic the people are at that hospital? They turned the camera away as soon as shit start going down so that everything would be off camera. And the next time we saw poor Stephanie, she was dead as shit. Dead. Apparently, one of those big security guards choked her to death. That was the cause of death, asphyxiation. I don't hear anybody talking to her. Didn't they say that that's how George Floyd died? Due to asphyxiation from a cop stepping on his back? Oh, no. We're not going to hear nothing about Stephanie. No. It was white people doing it to white people. Nobody cares about that. Yo, man. I hope every single person that was involved, including that sneaky fucking cameraman that tried to pan the camera away, I hope they all go to prison. Every single one of them. You took a woman's life, and for what? For masks? That's what we're going to start doing now? We're just going to start killing people? Whoa. So, what's next? Hey, sir, do you want to get your vaccine? No. Pow? And then you shoot me? Really? I'll tell you right now, you'll get the shot before I get the shot. Because if you're doing this over masks, God only knows what they would do over vaccines. Poor girl. Dead. Dead. Never to be seen alive again. No one's ever going to see her. Nobody's going to talk to her. Oh, man. All right. I want to share another bit of bullshit with you, right? I want you guys to hear this, right? And as you're listening, I want you to think about all the crime in Chicago. Listen, please.
Government is putting new restrictions on guns with accessories known as stabilizing braces.
As WDRB's Lindsay Allen explains, it means millions of gun owners could be breaking the law if they don't act within the next 120 days.
And this is the particular gun we're talking about. It's a pistol with a stabilizing brace. But come next week, it's going to be called something different and subject to new rules.
This accessory is what they're calling a stabilizer.
It's those new rules Crestwood Gun Range CEO Barry Laws is trying to inform his customers about, even putting it on a sign at the entrance to his store.
So you're going to have millions of people becoming essentially criminals for not complying.
On Friday, the ATF finalized a new regulation which will reclassify guns with stabilizing accessories as short-barreled rifles, not pistols. That means these guns will require a federal license to own. Owners have a few options. They can register the guns, remove the stabilizing brace, or surrender the gun to the ATF. The rule goes into effect once it's published in the Federal Register, which is expected to happen sometime next week. The Department of Justice is giving owners the next 120 days to comply. The change is part of the gun strategy President Biden announced in 2021.
Now, I want to ask you guys a question. Don't ask me to pull them up. I don't feel like being in a bad mood this early in the day. But whenever I show you guys, or you find it on your own, these videos of these niggas in Chicago killing each other, right? Have you ever seen a stabilizing brace? Tell me, one of you, in the comment section. Better yet, I'll challenge you. Go find me a video. The internet is vast, and it's full of shit. Go to, I don't care if you go to World Star Hip Hop, BitChute, fucking YouTube, Rumble. Find me one shooting in one of these ghettos where you got niggas killing niggas, where you see somebody with a stabilizing brace. First of all, niggas have no idea what a stabilizing brace is. That's the first thing. Which means, who is this really targeting? The law-abiding gun owner. And then if you have it, because I think it's for the AR pistols, if you have it, you now have to register it. You have to register it. So a nationwide gun registry. I don't have to worry about that because I don't have none of that shit. Not to mention I would never buy an AR pistol. But I want you guys to think about that. Who is it really affecting? It's affecting John Brown that lives on Fifth Street that has a wife and four kids. And, you know, he goes to the range with his friends and he just wants to make sure he's more accurate with his shot. It affects people like that. These niggas in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Baltimore, they're not using no damn brace. If you ask them what a brace was, they wouldn't even know what the fuck you were talking about. And the thing is, the empty suit politicians that sit there, and by the way, the ATF cannot make laws, okay? They can only make, I think they say, rules, even though the rules are highly, you know, motivated by whoever just so happens to be the president. Right now they're telling us it's Biden, but we know damn well it's not Biden. It's the group of ghouls that are really controlling everything and destroying our country. And that's just one step. How many states are going to fight back? How many governors are actually going to stand up for your rights? How many of them are going to sue the United States government? If this makes it to the Supreme Court, that shit is DOA. Dead on arrival. That's unconstitutional. But let's see if it even makes it there. In states where you guys have good governors, man, they'll fight for you. Abbott has his flaws down in Texas, but I can't see him going along with this shit. DeSantis? I don't know. I hope he doesn't. I hope he'll sue. I mean, they sued Trump for everything, did they not? You've been watching, so have I. Everything Trump wanted to do. I need to secure the border. Nope. Lawsuit. Trump said, I want McDonald's for lunch. Nope. President should be eating junk food. Lawsuit. Obviously, the second one, I was being facetious, but you know what I mean. But here's this guy. Wait. What's this prick's name? Jeffrey Dinowitz, right? In New York. One of the main ones that struck down the religious exemptions for vaccines. So, like, if you worked, if you had, you know, kids in school and stuff like that, and you said, nah, it's against our religion, we don't want to take this vaccine. He was one of the main sons of bitches that was behind saying, no, you got to get it or else you get fired. But here's the thing. When you approach these empty suits, right, when you actually confront them, the way they act speaks volumes to their character. These are not big, you know, tough people that is not willing to, you know, debate you on something. They're all fucking cowards. See what I mean? All empty suits. They don't even have the balls to turn around and say, whoa, what's like, come on, guys, look, if I'm in that situation, I see a crowd of people coming up to me, cameras all in my face. First thing I would think is, wait, what the hell? And I would have to address their issue. These people, sorry, These people, they don't even have to address your issue. Because, fuck you. That's why. They don't care about us. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. These people just want us dead, if you didn't know that already. They don't care about us. Get the vaccine, or else you're going to lose your career. These sick bastards. And whenever you get them cornered. Anyway. So, I saw something profound. Don Lemon actually removed the male appendage from his mouth and actually pushed back on someone. This is like breaking news, guys. I couldn't believe it. I was like, is this some Mandela effect shit going on here? But I'm going to play something for you. Don Lemon, listen, the guy's still a scumbag and a racist. You know what? I don't think he's really a racist. I think he's just being told to say the stupid shit that he does. You can't say that white men are the worst thing in the world and you're going home and getting fucked by a white man every single night. Okay? It just doesn't work that way. But to his credit, Don Lemon actually pushed back on none other than the biggest sleazeball pedophile in the business, Chuck Schumer.
Justice officials say that the White House public statements earlier this week offered an incomplete narrative about the classified documents from Biden's time as vice president, reinforced the need for a special counsel. The misleading statements created the impression that Biden's team had something to hide. That doesn't sound that much different than the former president.
Don, there's now a special prosecutor. Let's see what they have to say. We can have all this speculation and comment. Let's see what they have to say, and let's focus on doing things that help the American people.
But, Senator, I have to say this. You seem much more measured about this than with the Trump documents, because you call for transparency with the Trump documents. You wanted lawmakers to have access to the documents seized from the former president, his residence in Florida, which it seems like you...
Bottom line is, I said that night, it's premature to comment on what should be done.
And I stick by that.
Yes, for President Trump. That's exactly right.
Do you think that your statements are consistent for both?
I sure do.
No, that piece of shit, Chuck, wasn't expecting that. Because even Don Lemon said, but wait a minute. For Trump, you're like, you know, burn him at the stake. But for Biden, you don't seem that upset. And then he actually sat there with a straight face and said, no, it's exactly the same. In other words, you know, my outrage is exactly the same. No, the fuck it's not. No, it's not. Speaking of another piece of shit from New York, another scumbag from New York, what the hell is this guy doing in Texas? Mike, if you don't get your black ass back up to New York City, what are you doing in Texas? Why didn't Greg Abbott throw your ass out? What are you doing here? Last time I checked, New York does not border Mexico. What are you doing down there? Why don't you worry about the people murdering each other in your streets? What are you doing there? Get the fuck out of Texas.
Swag, swag. What New York need is a mayor with swag.
Fuck you. I'm surprised Abbott even let you go down there, man. Son of a bitch. Talk about Johnny come lately. Look who's finally starting to come around when it comes to these fucking vaccines. Check this out. You're going to love this.
Go outside and take a look at the sky. Do you see pigs flying? There must be, because Bernie Sanders has awakened. And now he's starting to preach what we've been preaching for the last 2 years.
In terms of Moderna, here's the story. This vaccine was discovered in partnership with the NIH, with a government agency supported by the taxpayers of this country. In addition, the government put $1.9 billion into research and development for Moderna, and then guaranteed Moderna billions of dollars in sales. And then, as a thank you to the taxpayers of this country, what Moderna says is after we deplete the government supply of free vaccines, they're going to quadruple the price of that vaccine. And meanwhile, they're going to charge whatever it is, $110 a vaccine. It costs them about $2 to produce that vaccine. And then on top of all of that, in the last few years, since this vaccine has been on the market, you got the CEO of the company making billions of dollars, becoming a multi-billionaire, as well as other executives. So the taxpayers of this country who put money into the vaccine in order to protect the health and lives of the American people are now creating billionaires in an industry, in a company, that it's going to quadruple prices for the American people. That is outrageous. That is unacceptable. And we've got to do something about that.
The CEO of Moderna recently received, got this, a $926 million golden parachute.
Oh, Bernie, and that's good. That's good that you're starting to come around. But we only wish you did it like 2 fucking years ago. Oh, man. Guys, what the hell? Are we as fucked as I think we are? Nobody that we thought was looking out for us is actually... Well, no, I can't say that. There are a few in Congress. I love Senator Hawley. I love Senator Kennedy. Love Jim Jordan. He's a good guy. Always been consistent. I really, really like Matt Gaetz. Or should I call him Bruce Wayne? I didn't know that Matt Gaetz was the son of a billionaire. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm not too sure anymore, but there are some good ones. But at the end of the day, it goes right back to what Buster said. I think we're on our own. That's just my opinion. But that's just me. I hope I'm wrong. Not gonna lie, there's a lot of weird shit going on that cannot be explained, like the overturn of Roe v. Wade out of nowhere and TikTok being banned in, what, 16, 17 states? There are some good things going on. I like to believe that there's some force of good that's working for us. But at the end of the day, all we have is God and each other. That's it. These people hate us. And they want to destroy the country. You see how they're doing it. Disarming everybody. Destroying the food supplies. Vaccinating animals so that we have to eat the fucking mRNA. You think graphene dies in heat? It doesn't. So if they start putting that shit in cows and chickens, you better believe you're going to have your share. It's scary to think about. Even this guy thinks that.
Did you know our Lord and Savior said he would return in 2,000 years? Well, he was crucified when he was 33 years old. You couple that with the fact that we didn't start keeping track of AD until he was 4 years old. Hosea 6:2 says that he will return in 2 days. Well, we also know that one day equals 1,000 years. So that is 2,000 years minus the 4 plus the 33. There's a reason Agenda 2030 is their goal. Even Satan knows the time is nigh. It's that short, people. I don't think you quite understand. It's that short.
Take from that what you want, but time is short. And at this point, I'm just hoping that Jesus comes back. Too much sin. You start messing with kids, sexualize them, you murder them in their wombs before they ever have a chance to walk and talk and love and be loved. You sacrifice them, you cut their heads off, you drink their blood, you harvest their blood for your sick drug, adrenochrome. I think next time around, God is going to be more like he was in, let's say, the Old Testament, where he said enough is enough. Just my thoughts. You don't have to agree with me, but those are just my thoughts. Bend the knee and pray, guys. Let's change gears, and then we're going to get into some crazy stuff. But, guys, this is not a racial thing. All right, but I have to say it like this because it's funnier. But white people, what the hell is wrong with you guys? Where do you guys get your balls? Where do you get your balls? Especially young white women. Where do you get your balls? What am I talking about? Doc, is this a racist thing? No. You guys have bigger balls than me any day. Watch this.
A swarm of bees settled under this umbrella and I was called to remove them. So I started scooping bees off the umbrella and putting them into a hive. When bees are in swarms like this, it means they're looking for a new place to live. They tend to be very docile since they don't have any resources to defend. They don't have a hive, food, or baby bees to protect, but they should have a queen. So with every handful of bees I scooped, I spent time searching for the queen. I repeated this process over and over again. By the time I removed most of the bees, I still had not seen the queen, and I realized this was an unusual case of a queenless swarm. This colony would not survive without a queen, but luckily I had an extra one on me I could give them. As soon as I gave the queen to the colony, they rushed to meet her. If they didn't accept her, they would try to kill her. If they did accept her, they would release her from the box by chewing through the piece of candy that stops up one end. As soon as the bees in the hive met the new queen, they began sending signals to the other bees, telling them to move off the umbrella and into the box. So I just waited in the swarm of bees as the colony moved into their new home. After about 15 minutes, most of the bees were with their colony. So I checked on the queen and saw that the bees were starting to accept her. I waited a while longer for the bees to get in their new hive. Then I loaded them into my truck and drove home. I put the bees in my apiary so they could continue the important work they do in a place that's safer for them and for people. And it was another great day of saving the bees.
Nigga, no. No. That girl, okay, way bigger balls than me. That girl was not wearing protective gear. She wasn't wearing gloves. She wasn't wearing shit. And she just starts scooping these fucking things out like she was scooping out peanut butter. I hope that's CGI. It's not CGI. That's actually real. But you actually have people like that that care for bees. They're not afraid of them. I told you guys the story, right? There was a bee nest on the end of my block one day. And I'm a dumb kid. You know, I was maybe about 11, 12 years old. I kept going by the bee's nest and throwing a rock. And I would try and ride away real quick. And as I was trying to ride away, I feel some pain in my head. Next thing you know, I'm trying to ride the bike with one hand, which was my left, and I'm swatting a bee off my head. I got stung right in the head, man. Wait, I'll tell you guys another funny story. I'll make it quick. I remember the first time I ever went paintballing, right? Some scary shit. All right, I think I was only like 19 the first time I did that. And my team, there was this little short Italian guy that worked with me. It was like a job thing. Like everybody from the job went. That's back when I was a stockbroker. So we all went up there, right? So we're sitting there, we're shooting at the other team. We're having a blast. Out of nowhere, the guy next to me, a little short Italian kid, drops his gun. I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with him. Drops his gun, and I'm looking. I'm like, yo. And he dropped his gun, and he did like this. And then he came back. Then he took off his mask. Remember, you're never supposed to take off your mask when you're paintballing. And he takes off his mask. He runs back to get his gun. Then he starts running away again. And I didn't know what the hell happened to him. And it wasn't funny to me because at first I was like, what the hell? Why did he keep patting his head? So after the fight was over, my team lost. I said, dude, what the hell, man? You were supposed to be providing cover fire so I could get, you know, this guy, and this guy. He said, dude, a bee was stinging me in my head as I was trying to shoot. Oh, man, that was too funny. Guys, I wish, man, if I could do a reenactment movie and show you guys, you'll see exactly why it was so damn funny. Dude dropped his gun and took off his mask. I'm like, whoa, 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 what the hell are you doing? Anyway, all right, that was a little flashback. Anyway, okay, now we're going to get into the more serious things. We know about Amazon's terms of service, right? We know that, I forgot what paragraph it's in, but if you go back far enough on Rumble, this is maybe about a year ago, I put up a video about Amazon's terms of service talking about zombies and reanimation and pretty much flesh-eating zombies, right? They have that in their actual terms of service. If you guys don't know about it, go look it up or just go watch my video on it. You're going to have to go back a lot, though. So we know about that, right? Now, this is a real news story. This is not some bullshit. This is a real news story, okay, from, I think it's CNBC? I think it is, right? Why would they be putting shit like this in people's heads?
The kind of person who strategizes about how to survive The Walking Dead, this could be crucial life-saving information. Researchers have rated the best and worst cities in the case of zombie apocalypse. Economic Modeling Specialists International ranked cities on their ability to defend against a zombie attack, stockpiling food, containing zombies, finding a cure. And if you live in New York City, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're toast. The city got the worst rating, followed by Tampa, Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Bernardino, California. Southern California really stinks. And Chicago, so the nation's three biggest cities, right? Best place to be? Boston. The city was rated as the place you most likely would survive. Other contenders here, Salt Lake City, Columbus, Ohio, Baltimore, Virginia Beach, and Norfolk, Virginia. But, I just have a problem with this, right? Here I live in New York City, and I will admit that Manhattan may not be the best place to survive a zombie apocalypse. Number one, the food is going to go really fast. Number two, they can climb stairs. And as everyone knows, your buildings go up really high. But think if you live in Brooklyn, also part of New York City, or Staten Island. You could contain the threat to Manhattan and still have lots of farmland to grow food. I think if you live in Brooklyn, you'll be just fine. I'm not a scientist.
What the hell did I just hear? It was CBS, sorry. Predictive programming. They're putting it in our minds that we could potentially have a zombie apocalypse. Congratulations, JB. She said you'll be safe in Boston, even though I don't believe that. But think about that. Why are they telling us this? What's the point? What's the purpose? What are they trying to get us ready for? Months ago, they told us about a nuclear bomb explosion in New York. Now they're talking about a zombie apocalypse? The Walking Dead, she cited? Think about me and Mike Adams' interview when we were talking about I Am Legend and World War Z. Is that what they're bracing for? Is that how they hope to kill I don't even know the number, but get us down to 500 million? Is that what we have to look forward to? Shit, if that's the case, I'm gonna tape up my windows and I stay my black ass inside. That's scary. Now, let me link it to something else. Another thing you heard me and Mike talk about was the fake alien invasion, right? The media will say it's aliens, but we know better than that. It'll just be a fake alien invasion, right? It'll be us killing, it'll be the military or whoever killing American citizens, disguising it as aliens from someplace else, right? Now, you guys saw the first Avengers, right? Pause for a second. I'm going to find a scene for you, and I'm going to show you. Because this, dude, this is crazy. One sec.
Is this a submarine?
Really? They want me in a submerged pressurized metal container?
Contact! Engage retro reflection panels.
Let's vanish, he says, as the entire, whatever you want to call it, ship, spacecraft, whatever, starts to blend in to the outside. Now, I know you guys are sitting there like, Doc, what are you talking about? That's a movie, man. That's not real. Like I told Mike, do you really think it's just a couple guys in a room somewhere coming up with this bullshit? Or do you think they're actually secretly telling us what they have and they're just passing it off as entertainment? Well, there was a girl. She took a picture of a cloud, or at least she thought it was a cloud. And it turns out that little scene that you guys just saw from the Avengers, that ain't too far from riding. Watch this. This is going to blow your fucking mind.
Hi, guys. I was terrified to post this, but I'm going to anyway. I took this shot this day because I noticed this big, long, black cloud in the sky, and I played with the lighting on it because I saw a guy on TikTok playing with the lighting on things in the sky and noticed that when I did, it still stood out. And guys, brace yourself for this. First of all, I'm going to apologize for the shaking and the glare of my filming, but I'm not techie, I'm not good with the camera, but I adjusted the lighting and decided to zoom in and film. And you guys, this is what was inside of this dark cloud in the sky on October 31st, 2022. Like, what? What is this? Do you see this? Can you guys see this? This is like, I was blown away. And I'm sorry again for the shake. I was literally shaking at what I was seeing. My eyes couldn't believe it. Look at this. Are you guys seeing this? I'm trying to get as close as possible as I can. This literally shook me to the core. This is supposed to be a cloud, guys. A cloud in the sky. Do you see? Look at this. This is absolutely unbelievable. This is like, I don't know, is it the inside of a ship? Look at all this structure. This is unbelievable. If you can zoom in even more, try to, because this looks like an entire city, or maybe the inside of a ship in the sky. You're never gonna look at the sky the same ever again. These dark clouds are not clouds. They are cloaked ships. Look at this. There is a whole entire world inside of here. I don't even have the words. And you guys, look at this. It's like Star Trek in our sky. And this is not the only one that's like this. I've gone through my pictures. Some of them do not have this inside. It looks a little different, and some of them are exactly like this. And this is the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life. Look at that. Oh my gosh. Hopefully nothing happens to me for posting this, guys. If it does, fight for my life, please.
It's not just a movie, is it? The Avengers, I'm referring to. It's not just a movie. Before anybody says, it's an alien. No, no. Go to Rumble a BitChute and type in, I think the title of it was, Get Ready to Have Your Minds Blown. This one will have a very similar title. But if you type in that video on Rumble or BitChute or Brighteon, I show you guys a video of, it was, I forgot the damn name of the base, but it's in Texas. From the sky, you can't really see shit. You have to go to the Google Maps. Now remember, Google Maps, like when you actually download the app, it's a lot more accurate than, you know, just the regular one for traffic and stuff like that. You couldn't see anything. There was two ships side by side, but you couldn't see one of them unless you went down to the floor level and then you got the landing gear. So it was a ship that you would never even know. You never even know it was there. If the landing gear was up, that ship would be hovering right over you and you wouldn't even know it was there. And they give off these humming sounds. God knows what type of, you know, engines they have. But that's a damn ship masquerading around as a cloud. Could you imagine how many of these things they have? Not only in America, all over the world. Nobody would know any different. And if I had to bet my last dollar, I would say that as it's hovering over a city or a small town, it's collecting all communications from that area. Cell phone, internet, phone calls, text messages. It's intercepting everything. So when you hear about this fake alien invasion, we ain't too far from riding, man. They could do that shit right now if they wanted to. All they'd have to do is just hide it in something that they would call a UFO, but it's not really a UFO. It'll just be our own people in there killing Americans. And Reagan has been talking about this shit since the 80s. Well, he's dead now, but you understand the point. How fast we'd all come together if we were attacked by some outside force. Reagan, I kind of liked you for a little bit, but I don't know, man, between having little boys come to the White House early as hell in the morning and you making that statement, I don't know who we could trust. I know we could always trust in God and Jesus Christ, of course, but we could all also trust in each other. Be smart, guys. Be wise. Don't fall victim to the nonsense and the bullshit and the media and the lies. The media is literally just there for propaganda. That's it. There's only one person in the media that does not spew propaganda, but instead addresses facts. And you guys already know who that is. And most importantly, like the dear departed Prince said,
Don't be fooled by the internet. It's cool. It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool. Cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw the Matrix. There is a war going on, the battlefields in the mind. And the prize is the soul. So just be careful. Be very careful.
And of course, back then we had no fucking idea what he was talking about. But we do now. Arm yourself with information, man. Most importantly, arm yourself with the friggin' armor of Christ. I mean that. What do I always tell you guys? Something that we don't even know. Just the name Jesus Christ is the most powerful weapon that we have in our arsenal. And most of us don't even know that we have it. Think about it. I'm going to leave you with some comedy. I love you all. God bless you guys. I'll see you tomorrow in the live stream, but you'll still see tomorrow morning show. But this show was very important, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I love you all, but let's laugh just for a little bit.
Hold on for a second, but I know damn well you're not brushing a bear's teeth. What the hell be wrong with y'all? That is a bear. How the hell did you even manage to get it to sit still like that? Like it's about to take his first day of school pictures. Let alone able to brush his damn teeth. And it's letting you. You must want God to stop what he's doing and come down and get you himself. That is a one-way, top priority, first-class flight to the upper room. You ain't got to check no bags. You don't got to go through TSA. All you got to do is rub that damn bear's gums wrong with that toothbrush one time. And it's over for your ass. That bear gonna show you how Goldilocks really should've unfolded. Little girl went into that family of bear's house uninvited and start eating porridge. Now you about to become the porridge. And then you had the nerve to use your bare hand to try to keep his mouth open? What? Oh yeah, you trying to get your shit turned into a Wendy's chicken nugget, ain't you? I'ma just say this, it's obvious that he got some type of relationship with that bear for it to be just sitting still like that. This gotta be like Russia or something. I feel like this happens often. They don't play over there. You feel what I'm saying? He must be first cousins with this bear or something. They are real, real connected with their animals over in Russia. That bear so happened to turn on you and bite your damn arm off like a damn beef jerky Slim Jim. Please don't run your ass to the internet or to the hospital or none of that. Because you decided to brush his teeth with water. You're not even using toothpaste. That. If you're going to do some stupid shit, at least follow all the way through. You half-stepping with your stupidity. I don't like that. Don't run to no internet.